here at the 2019 Filene's Big Bright Minds in Durham, North Carolina, and I have a few folks here from basically, as they say, across the pond, from England, Ireland, and Scotland. So I'm going to need names, credit unions, and country. How about that?
Okay.
All right, you're up first.
Okay, my name is Marlene Shields. I'm the chief executive of Capital Credit Union, and we're based in Edinburgh, Scotland.
Ah, Scotland went first. And you?
So my name is Karen Bennett. I'm the CEO of Enterprise Credit Union in Liverpool, England.
England representing. All right, and we have one more, Ireland.
Hi, my name is Bernie Robinson, and I'm the CEO of Bray Credit Union in County Wicklow in Ireland.
Oh my gosh. So what brings you to North Carolina? Obviously the conference and stuff. So what attracted you to Filene's Big Bright Minds? I'll let you go first.
Okay, so we're actually a delegation that are hosted by CUNA Mutual Europe to attend the conference.
Okay.
And very much here to learn, to network, and to make sure that we have some takeaways to take back to our respective countries and our credit unions.
Very good. And speaking of takeaways, what takeaways did you...
I think we certainly have taken quite a lot from this conference, just the shared learning with you guys over here, and we've learned a hell of a lot, and I think we've brought a lot to the conference as well from the UK perspective, so yeah, it's been very interesting.
Any takeaways for you?
Yeah, I suppose a lot of concerns as well, but no matter what the industry was or the credit union size, because we visited three credit unions who talk in billions, challenges are the same for us all.
Right.
Yeah, it was good.
And that's what I found too, because I go to the World Council Credit Union, the World Credit Union. Yes, I get it mixed up. Yeah, WOCU, their conference, and it's been such an education for me, because it's although we're from different corners of the planet and stuff, our issues and trends and all that type of stuff are the same. But sometimes there are different solutions as well that we can learn from each other. So I find those conversations very intriguing and compelling. So, and that sounds like that's what you guys are finding as well, right?
I mean, certainly, you know, I've been to quite a few World Credit Union conferences.
I'm sorry,
the World Council of Credit Unions conferences around the world. And I think, you know, that's one of the advantages but also disadvantages of coming along to a conference such as this. As Karen said, you know, we're not only are we learning, we're giving back as well.
Indeed.
And it is remarkable, no matter which credit union system you go to in the world, the challenges are all broadly the same.
Right.
And in the past, you know, that's been about governance, how we serve our members, lending, you know, the whole host of things.
Cybersecurity, all that type of stuff.
Well, yeah. I was just going to say, though, it's changing. It's changing. And today for me and yesterday, actually solidified where that change is coming from. You know, data, big data, what are firms doing with our data? What will we as credit unions do with our members' data that's more ethical? Cyber, you know, we did 5 years ago we weren't talking about cybersecurity, and now it's one of the biggest threats to the financial services globally, and that includes credit unions. So the agenda is changing. You can see it changing. And for me, coming here, being able to learn what current thinking is, being able to learn what's coming down the pipe, getting some potential solutions, getting some potential ideas to go back to my credit union and say, we can do this.
Right.
This is going to help safeguard our members. It's going to help us continue to be ethical.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to help us continue to serve our members in a way that we should do.
Indeed. I want to talk about the day away trips yesterday, because those are transforming. Because, I mean, in the morning we talk theory, in the afternoon we talk it's all practical. You get to see it for real. So what day away did you guys do?
So I went down to Black Wall Street and had a look at the community down there. Totally, totally inspirational to see what that community has done for each other and the help that they're giving back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on a bigger scale than what we're trying to do over in, you know, the UK. But it was just so inspirational to see that they're changing each other's lives.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, and there's lots of history there as well. And
fantastic.
Yeah, it's just an amazing. Did you do the same one, or did you do a different day?
No, I went to IBM.
Oh,
yeah, okay. So
the data one.
Uh-huh.
How was that?
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. But I suppose it was somebody from the group that said it was the unforeseen consequences when you're trying to do something new. And like the auto drive car, so what are the implications of that? But she just said transplants, because most donors receive their organ from car accident victims. So if there's not going to be these car accidents with these auto drive cars, so I was going, wow, you're trying to do something really good, but the implication and the consequences. So for anything you try and implement, always have that in the back of your mind. What are the unforeseen consequences of this? That was my
question. And then how it affects your credit union as well, right? Yeah.
Just adding to what Benny just said there, this has given us that opportunity to think outside the box. Yeah. You know, and to listen to all these experts and the scholars are actually going, that can impact us. Whereas we're very insular in our own little sector. Mm-hmm. To look at other experts coming in saying, yeah, this can, like IBM. It is wonderful to be exposed to that. So.
Yeah, filing does that to you. They make you stretch your mind a little bit. Indeed. And I'm assuming you went to a different day away as well to kind of, so you guys could kind of compare notes and stuff?
Yeah, so I was in the debt workshop.
Okay.
So that was really good for me because in the United Kingdom we have particular challenges at the moment. So actually the whole day was about how you come at it as far as your members are concerned and looking at what the member experience is, because often we think, well, we're the experts, we know how to, you know, do a loan and how to digitize it and how to have a flow going. And but how often do we ask our members, how often do we sit down and say to the member, tell me your pain points in getting a loan from our credit union? And we looked at that in its entirety, and I've got a lot of takeaways for that. You know, first thing I'm going to do is get some loans officers together with some members and go through the whole process, look at where those pain points are, and make sure that we get rid of those pain points on behalf of our members. And that's what I got out of the workshop.
Yeah, you're echoing a lot of what I've heard here as well, as being proactive and going to your members and finding out what their pain points are and go, hey, you know what, let's build something. Yeah, exactly. I don't think you can ever do enough there, but some effort there is always appreciated, I would think, from your members as well, because you get the finite reasons of what they're doing and why they're doing it and how you guys can help it make their lives better, basically. So it's really cool stuff. Yeah. Good deal. Anything else to add? I'm gonna go down the line here. Anything any final words of kind of any final takeaways from Big Bright Minds this year?
No, I think the hospitality we've been shown, the conversations we've had, it's just been fantastic. Great, I feel privileged to have come here. It's great.
Well, we're glad to have you here, for sure.
I think what's been great is seeing all the young ones as well, so the younger generation working within the sector. It resonates what we're trying to do in the UK. We're doing a young professional network and our futures programme, and you can see the benefits sort of further down the line. It's, you know, sort of incubation hub and stuff like that. It's just amazing.
Yeah, we also need kind of a member succession plan as well. We need to get the membership younger, so keep the credit union movement rolling, for sure. For sure. Last words of wisdom here?
I would just echo what Karen's saying. We had such a diverse group of people in the room for the last day and a half, from very young people, first meeting, first, you know, job, right through to seasoned professionals like ourselves. But it's bringing together all those big bright minds, whether you're a young bright mind or an older bright mind, bringing them together, and that the learning that creates, the buzz that it creates, that, you know, I hope we're not only the first but definitely not the last UK and Ireland
I hope so too.
Professionals that come back.
Yeah, I agree.
I hope we get more people invited back.
I hope you come back.
Yeah, me too. I don't think we've blotted our copybooks, so we should be all right.
So, all right, ladies, thank you so much for hanging out with me for a few minutes. Congrats on another successful show. Safe travels back across the pond, and let's keep in touch. All right, I'd love to see what you guys are doing on the other side of the Atlantic. So good stuff. All right, guys, appreciate it.